107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We're heading into week two with Stratford Summer Music and the 25th season. Mark Fuhrer is on the phone line once again. Good morning, Mark.
Jamie Cottle!
Oh, Mark, where do you find the energy?
You know, I've got to tell you, I was thinking about you because, you know, Stephen Colbert is being canceled, right?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure where this is going.
No, don't think that. Think about you yesterday. Because, you know, there's always somebody calling out his name when he walks out on the stage. And, you know, I love our chats together. And I actually really like the idea that I can be a caller for somebody like yourself on the shout-outer, you know, on a call like this.
Well, I do appreciate that. Absolutely.
Anytime.
Mark, we got another big week coming up at Stratford Summer Music. But let's take a look at some of the big events for last week. Of course, the opening gala, Mark.
So, yeah, we were thrilled. We had this fantastic choir, fantastic soloists, fantastic percussionists, pianists. I mean, it was just basically big, big, big. And I'm happy to say everything went pretty much according to my plan. So we did have a really terrific opening night. People were talking about that for days. I was stopped on the street every day since. Then we had a wonderful opening show at the Revival for our jazz series. The big surprise of the weekend, though, was our first of the new children's series that we're doing out at the museum. We had about 60 reservations for that performance. Over 200 people showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, just a massive, massive success.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's going to be another successful season. Gosh, as we're heading into week two, Mark, so much to spotlight, a coffee chat, and a performance coming up.
Yeah, so we start on Thursdays, and we have our Thursday morning coffee chat over at Revel, and this time it's with two members of the fantastic klezmer group called Schmaltz and Pepper. They're actually a married duo. Their names are Drew and Rebecca. So I'll interview them at Revel, and then later in the evening they'll play out at the museum an absolutely outstanding virtuosic display of all kinds of a blend of musics that are kind of centered around the klezmer tradition. Then on Friday night, one of the members of Schmaltz and Pepper, Drew Jurecka, he joins myself and two other string players as we pay tribute to Stefan Grappelli and Joe Venuti. It's going to be a very fun evening with very familiar and very uplifting swing tunes from 1940s and 50s and 60s, early 60s, I should say. Saturday, we've got the Barge happening. Bayfield Ukulele Society joined us again. Last year, I think we had about 36 people on the barge from the Bayfield Ukulele Society.
Nice.
We were all worried it was going to sink, but we got through. And so they're back again this year. The Maria Sulis Trio, who's a wonderful opera singer, she's going to be on the barge as well. Out at the museum, we've got Miranda Mulholland, quite a famous folk singer and fiddle player, joining us. And then on Sunday afternoon at the Avondale, the Classical Superstars 2.0, which is something we did a couple of years ago, but in a different format and with different players. This time it will be different repertoire with Tchaikovsky and Beethoven and Golijov. It's going to be another big packed weekend.
Oh, for sure. And can we talk about Michael Bridge Plays with Film?
So that will be the second show of our kids series, and I'm a little worried about it, to tell you the truth, because after the massive success we had last week, this coming weekend, Michael Bridge Plays with Film is something that has to happen indoors because of the film needing to have darkness. So we can't put it on outside, unfortunately, 10 o'clock in the morning. So I don't know how many reservations we have at this point, but if anybody listening wants to bring their kids to a very fun event where they get to listen to live music from an absolute master accordionist and then watch film at the same time, he'll be performing music that he's both written and in certain sections improvising live on the spot. So it's very fun and very interactive, and if you don't have a ticket for that, I suggest getting on online right away and getting one.
Yeah, for sure. And great to see places like Stratford Perth Museum being utilized, of course, the wonderful Avondale, the Music Barge, and of course the Revival House as well. Some great spots.
You know, if I could, I'd get us into Grand Trunk to do something like a massive John Williams spectacular and have Darth Vader himself show up. But, you know, one day at a time.
Yeah, well, wouldn't that be cool? There you go. There's some great ideas down there. Now, again, we're just getting into week two. We'll share all the details with StraffordSummerMusic.ca, links and details. Mark, anything else you want to also spotlight in terms of, boy, you better get your tickets for this or something that's coming up?
Well, yeah, a couple of weeks from now, we've got two more pianists showing up. One is the world-famous John Novacek, who's playing Rhapsody in Blue. That's really not to be missed. That's happening at the Avondale. And then Michael Kayshammer, who is a boogie-woogie pianist, He's making a return visit to us. He was with us a couple of years ago. And let's just say that when people who know of Michael Kayshammer think of him, he's not hard on the eyes, as well as being a really fantastic pianist. So I know the population in that room will be people who are ready to fawn all over, not just his musical skills, but a guy who's an attractive man.
There you go. And we got some great jazz get-togethers coming up just as, you know, as we get into August or the long weekend. We got some great shows for jazz fans.
We have the SSM All-Stars, which is a group that only comes together once a year, and they come from across the country, from Vancouver, from Hamilton, from Montreal, and from St. John's. They only perform once a year. They only perform here in Stratford. Every year that we've done this with them has always been sold out. I think we're close to sold out already for that one, but if people want to try and get tickets, please do so. And then our final show is the return of Diana Panton, who has not been with us for a long time, and she'll be performing with Reg Schwager and Order of Canada recipient and multiple Juno winner, Don Thompson.
Wow. It's the 25th season with Stratford Summer Music. It continues. We're just getting into week two. StratfordSummerMusic.ca is the website. Mark Fuhrer. Mark, thanks so much. Have another great week.
Thank you so much, Jamie. We'll talk to you soon.